This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. Tomorrow night on the show, it will be the world, according to Second Call Defense, with CEO and founder Sean Maloney. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it is. This is something that you can coat every piece of metal on your weapon with. This is a treatment. This is lubrication with a lethal tip. This makes your weapon more combat effective. And it makes them smell like a York peppermint patty. Froglube.com. Recently. Well, let me frame this up for you. The gun grabbers are very upset about the Hearing Protection Act, or whatever they're calling it, the taking the suppressors off the NFA list and requirements for the NFA and all these other things. They don't want that to happen. They're referring to the bang, bang, bang of a gun as a gun safety feature. You see, when this happens, then you, the hapless, unarmed sheep, know where the bang, bang, bang is coming from, and you can run the other way as if you can outrun a bullet. We get this. I can't even remember. This is written by, you know what? I don't care who it's written by. Apparently, Ari Fleischer was the press secretary for Bush. He was going through the Fort Lauderdale airport January 6th when he heard what he described as multiple gunshots ringing out close by. He said, "We all realized it was gunfire and it was coming from the level below us at the escalator. Five people were killed and six were injured. Fleischer and others could easily have walked straight into the line of fire had they not been able to hear those shots." And this is where we get into the part where people that don't know anything about guns are writing about guns. Because they think that gunfire, loud, sharp, rude, and abrupt, is an important safety feature of any firearm. When in fact, a suppressor is only going to relieve you of about 30 decibels when you're pulling the trigger on the weapon. You still need ear pro. You still it does lessen it for people down range at a longer distance, but it's not. These are not silencers. They don't go pff, pff. No, they don't. They go bang still. It's just they turn down the volume. From this guy, from his what's his program's name? Robert Spitzer. He believes that he writes, "From potential victims who seek to escape a mass shooting to a hiker being alerted by the presence of a hunter in the woods, the sound warns bystanders of potentially lethal danger. Yet gun advocates insist there is a greater danger, hearing loss by gun owners." So then we go after the NRA. You see, the NRA is renewing with gusto its misbegotten push begun in the last Congress to make gun silencers easier to acquire by swiping a page from the public health community's longstanding efforts to warn of the dangers of firearms. I hate to tell you this, Mr. Spitzer, but you don't know what you're talking about. And this is the thing. I believe that in order to write about guns as an anti-gunner, you should be required to know what you're talking about. I know that's censorship. I'm sorry. I'm just so tired of this stupidity. He refers to the NFA as a law passed to curb gangster weapons such as submachine guns and sawed-off shotguns. And he looks at this as a means, he looks at this law, or this bill, which is not a law yet, as a means to eviscerate any and all gun laws. So why not this one? And the goal here, according to him, is to boost silencer sales. Advocates prefer the term suppressor, as he puts it, which he's finally right on that. But they're not silencers. They're barely suppressors. And I don't own one because I don't want to go through all of the hassle of the NFA for something that's only going to reduce it by 30 decibels. I don't care. I'll wear EarPro. As a matter of fact, I wear electronic EarPro, which is the nicest of EarPros, which you can buy for like $50 at any Academy Sports. And I hate to endorse Academy Sports, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But because that's actually better for you than, I think, than a suppressor. But that's all beside the point. This guy thinks that further proliferation of silencers would also have the commercial benefit of boosting gun sales, because most existing guns do not have the threaded barrels necessary to attach them. Huh. See, this is where we come back to the point where he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. A handgun, especially today's modern handguns, like Glocks, there are whole cottage industries that make barrels that are threaded that you can buy and it's a drop-in part. It's just a drop-in part. It's not something where you have to do anything major. There's no gunsmithing necessary. But that doesn't matter. You would have to buy a whole new gun if your barrel isn't threaded. He also writes, in addition to touting the supposed public health threat to gun owners' hearing, silencer advocates also say that they reduce gun recoil, thereby increasing accuracy and making the shooting experience more neighborly, according to the NSSF. A suppressor is a module with a series of baffles in it, redirecting the gases in minute quantities as it travels down the barrel, suppressing the report of the rifle a little bit. By doing that, it also is taking those gases and directing them in a circular pattern, which does, in fact, sort of flatten your shot out. Flattening out your shot is that's a very safe thing to do. Now, for him, he says the simple and obvious expedience of wearing earplugs or ear covers are alternately dubbed inadequate to protect hearing and a drag on the social experience of shooting. Concerns about criminal use are brushed aside by noting that, as the NSSF says, silencers do not increase crime. The Violence Policy Center notes modern silencer use in a handful of serious crimes since 2011. Without mentioning which ones they're talking about. So they think this is a gun law that has worked. The NFA has worked, and continually calling it the silencer is just, I don't know. This is fake news. This is fake news. Fake news. We in the gun advocacy groups, we in the Second Amendment advocacy, we have been dealing with fake news forever. And this is just more fake news. And, you know, we'll get to this. This guy's a political science professor. We'll get more into his quotes in just a minute when we get back, and then we'll move on from there. But getting out there and continually calling them silencers is an effort to get you to believe that it's a silencer if you read the article. But, you know, this was in the Washington Post. I don't know anybody that actually reads that. So that means it got unread. When we get back, more of his stupidity. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is more than lubrication. It is a protectant as well. It is especially good against moisture. using it all over your entire weapon is a, it will give you a dividend. Check them out at frogloom.com. Back to Professor Spitzer, Robert Spitzer. He is the chair of the political science department at State University of New York at Cortland. He was the one that wrote the article in the Washington Post and talking about gunfire, large, sharp, rude, and abrupt, making it an important safety feature of any firearm. But suppressors, as there actually are, do not eliminate all sound. And they're already legal in 42 states and widely owned. And yet, they're not being used in the commission of mass shootings or violent attacks. His second argument against suppressors is that the NRA is pushing deregulation as a way to increase gun sales. You can buy a threaded barrel, like I said. So, I mean, not the most informed cat right now in the litter box, without a doubt. Now, in 1969, demonstrations and rallies and campus takeovers and violence abounded. We were roiled in the spitefulness of the new left. It was a very intense time. And, you know, I was eight. I remember it vaguely. I was in the city. I was in the city of USC. We saw them making their case. We saw that they were mobilized and intense and loud. They had speakers that could engage you, and the crowds were big. I didn't understand what they were saying because I didn't know I didn't know anybody the way they were describing them. They were describing people as racist and heartless and warlike and imperialist and rotten. Very animated, very confident, very bold. And, you know, the young people that were older than me, a lot of them were swayed by this. As time wore on and I aged, though, I began to be turned off by it. Because these people were angry and driven to anger by words, by a position. In every speech, in every action, they were more intense and extreme. I didn't know it at the time, but I mean, I sort of imagine they probably had some deep personal problems. You could go to any rally, you could see the speeches stir the crowd. And then there'd be somebody saying that they needed to take it to the streets. And in a lot of cases, you would see the speakers start to organize them, get them in lines of about 10, a lot of lines, one behind the next, and off they would go into the street. It was very uncomfortable to watch them walk by because, you know, they would yell at you, and I was just a kid. Someone held a bullhorn and started chanting the following, "Vote with your feet, get to the street, vote with your feet, get to the street." These guys were supposed to be the big kids. They, you know, they were going to the college. I was a big University of South Carolina basketball fan back then. And these guys went to the college that I watched every game they played. And these people were not idiots. I mean, and they were very materially well off to be students. And they were pretending that they were the proletariat to take power from the very evil capitalist bosses. Which was full-on absurd because most of them were training to become capitalist bosses. Then, eventually they came around the corner and they ran into a very long line of very tough-looking policemen in helmets with guns and batons and very large and very behaved at that point police dogs. Well, of course, they kept on yelling workers to the street. Then they began to yell at the policemen as they went by, and I had always learned that that policemen were my friend. The leftist message was ugly, authoritarian, angry, ingrown, hyperbolic, self-righteous, untrue, and very, very violent. I never would have become a leftist at that point, and I never have become one since then. My curiosity's never gotten the better of me. The left is a very strange cult, a group that believe in things that aren't true. And they're a very unrelenting set of true believers that they exclude all others who don't agree with them as ignorant and immoral. And they are angry. They do nothing helpful. They just vent and they yell. Sort of intellectually shallow because they don't really know what they're talking about when they're screaming about things. And they really, for all of the yelling and everything, they did nothing except block some traffic. They use very juvenile tactics and they drive tremendous numbers of people from their message. And the country went in the opposite direction. The radical left would remain, but they were marginalized. 2 years later, Nixon would be reelected in a massive landslide. 10 years later, Reagan would come to power, gaining momentum for, you know, from people like me, who ran from the leftist agenda. I thought I'd seen the worst and strangest political debacle in my lifetime. But then came this year. And now they've outdone themselves a generation later. They're very violent, self-righteous, and banal, but they have returned with a vengeance. And I know there's a lot of people, young and old, who would like to believe the narrative of the left, to lean enough to the left to try to listen. And I've seen this movie before, and I also know the real effect the left is having, and it's not what they think. There's a parallel of banality here years later, yet the United States has changed. And what hasn't changed is the left's transparent self-righteousness. They're bent towards anger, towards violence, towards destructiveness, and towards the grotesque. The destruction of Washington, D.C. and other cities this past weekend did not go unnoticed. The violence in the name of moral superiority is very hard to overlook. The demands to be heard, the demands to force all others to see their narrow viewpoint, that's hard to look at without cringing. It's the same very uncivilized, quite grotesque, banal attitude from years before. When a Madonna and Ashley Judd can get up in front of thousands with their messages of F-bombs and all this other stuff to broadcast to millions of people without an adult from the left standing up to say, "Stop! You're making us look like fools!" Well, you know they're in trouble. And they truly can't help themselves. They're tone deaf and they're shrill. And they're marginalized yet again. But this time, let's put them away. Coming up next, what this activism means.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Check them out, froglube.com. Now, if I may, dig, if you will, a picture. I want you to imagine that a coalition of Second Amendment groups had barracked a pre-inauguration gala at the second Obama inauguration. And yet, even as Fox News Radio soothingly reported the Inauguration Day protests against Trump by a coalition of leftist activist groups as mostly peaceful. Sure. Imagine if my imaginary Second Amendment guys protesting President Obama had been merely mostly peaceful. Imagine what the fake news guys at CNN would have said about that. I'm here to tell you the whole activism culture of the left is a crock and a profound betrayal of the whole modern culture of changing governments through the sham fights of elections rather than the real fight of civil war. And under universal suffrage, nobody is outside the system. Everyone has a vote. Now, back in the day, before the workers got the vote, the only way they could get the attention of the ruling class was to march and to riot. But now the ruling class cares about the poor. They have the vote. A couple of years ago, there was a philosophy course on David Hume at the University of Washington. One of the good little girls in class defined politics as marching to City Hall. You would have to wonder who was teaching that. Because people that have the vote don't need to protest and call for a bloody revolution. The proof is that the Marxists had to issue an update
to their Street Revolution app. By World War I, the once revolutionary workers had all become good Germans and good Brits, and so the political software engineers at Frankfurt issued Marxism 2.0, changing class politics to identity politics. Activism, or today's conceit of resistance, is rich kids acting out. It is rich kids pretending to protest for the marginalized and oppressed. It really is rich kids playing at being oppressed. How about the Global Women's March this last weekend? Compare the women you saw on the march with the women you saw at Trump's inauguration. Upscale privileged women versus ordinary Americans. Or climate. The climateers are always demonstrating and protesting. You'd have to ask why. They're already powerful and already have the ear of the ruling class. Now, wait a minute. They are the ruling class. What do you call a protest of the already powerful? You call the protest regime intimidation, and you call the protesters regime thugs. And the left has been doing this for 170 years. Marx and Engels, rich kids. Horkheimer and Adorno, rich kids. Herbert Marcuse, rich kid. Bill Ayers, son of Commonwealth Edison CEO. Now these chaps could have done what Trump and the Koch brothers did. They could have taken daddy's money and made it bigger. They could have created jobs and wealth and all that kind of stuff. But there's a problem with that. Business is very hard work and risky. What if the rich kids lost all of daddy's money and had to work for a living? Much better to get down for the struggle in the streets and burn a bit of George Soros' money, a bit of income from the family trust. No worries, no responsibility, no potential downside. The genius of our lefty buddies is to have taken the age-old desperate rage of the excluded and make it into an instrument of state power. The peaceful protest has become a club with which the educated and the powerful beat the ordinary citizen into silence. If you oppose the billionaire-supported Black Lives Matter riots, you're a racist, supporting police violence. If you sit next to a liberal woman from Seattle on an airplane, she will treat you like a deplorable. You guys see that video? If you oppose the endless climate protests, well, you want to fry the planet. It's a brilliant scheme, really, to use the travails of the inner city, the conceits of the upscale women, the salvation of the world as arguments for more power to the powerful, to transform the cry of the powerless into the routine projection of ruling class thuggery. And at the same time, it is very vile. It is vile because it takes the desperate cry of the unprotected and transforms it into merely another tool of the powerful. It is vile because it violates the modern social contract that you put your weapons away and submit with a good grace to the decision of the ballot box, even if you don't like the result. It is vile because it suppresses the real voices of the forgotten ones and substitutes in their place the canned voices of the ruling class's little darlings. This nation has been groaning for an end to the hegemony of the rich kid lefty activists, and it looks like we found just the guy to charge most peaceful protesters with felony rioting and to tell the privileged women of America that we just had an election. 2 years ago, everybody was waiting for Clinton to be the president and to end. 2 years ago, everybody in the gun rights advocacy thought this was going to be the end of gun rights. And the only thing keeping us from getting there was time. Time. And, you know, we watched it unfold in slow motion. We saw Clinton start to rise, and then we saw Sanders begin to rise, and for some reason, nobody on my side got out there and said, Sanders is really giving her a hard time. She looks beatable. Nobody said that. They said, well, she's going to win anyway. And everybody believed that till midnight, November the 8th. Maybe till 9 o'clock. I'll give it till 9 o'clock. I think when Florida fell, I think everybody began to believe. It was sort of like Neo
beginning to believe that he was the one. Everybody began to believe that Clinton could lose. It was always going to be that way, though. It was always going to be that way. Nobody wanted her. She was never that popular. Winning the popular vote when you are of the left from California proves nothing. It proves nothing. It proves that the California public schools have done their job as ordained by the California government. California with a K. That's what it means. Running up the score in California after you've won the 55 electoral votes, which she did, at that point, now you're getting diminishing returns. It means nothing. 2 years ago, me and you were looking at each other and saying, you know, we may have to have a shooting war to keep our rights. Well, the problem is that while we've done what we had to do at the ballot box, we may still have to go to the ammo box. That's the problem. That's the big problem. And having said all of that, you know, we'll see. We will see. But yeah, these guys are very violent without knowing what violence is really all about. That's the funniest part of it all. When we get back, we're going to talk about this limousine that got burned to the ground in the middle of the protest and what the Muslim Brotherhood lost when Obama got on the plane. Be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Check it out. The problem with identity politics is that you do not get an ID card. And when you are progressive and you go into one of these tsunami-type protest attack sweeps that they were doing this past weekend, well, you're basically, you're one protected progressive group hurting another progressive protected group. And such we have here. A limousine owned by a Muslim immigrant was totally destroyed by fire during an anti-Trump protest over the weekend. Muhammad Ashraf, the owner of the company Nationwide Chauffeur Services, is now out $70,000. And there's no guarantee that his insurance will cover it. In an exclusive interview with Red Alert Politics, Ashraf said he wasn't a supporter of Donald Trump during his campaign, but Friday's protests were completely counterproductive. He said, I have a different point of view. I did not agree with many of the things he said, but that still does not give me the right to go and affect someone's livelihood. He noted that the Women's March on Washington and in other cities around the country was a model of how to peacefully protest. I don't think we need to take this violent route. Ashraf's employee, Luis Villarreal, 58, was dropping off a client at their destination when things turned ugly. Protesters smashed windows and doors in the vicinity, but then turned their attention to the limo. People began pounding on the car and started throwing stones and bricks in his direction. The driver ended up going to the hospital for cuts on his hands and arms from glass being shattered by thrown projectiles. What was the motivation to go after the driver? Aren't they all about standing up for the little guy? Isn't their anti-capitalist narrative all about the inequities of the system harming ordinary people, like the driver? I guess not. Ashraf explained that with the loss of the vehicle, his company is now in the hole for $70,000 if insurance doesn't cover riots, plus commission and the medical bills for his driver. It's somewhat ironic to think that protesters are angry with President Trump for his proposed plan to harm and demonize immigrants and Muslims, yet they personally have a hand in destroying the livelihood of a Muslim. But when people are in need, there are other decent Americans to pay it forward and help. Marlo Johnson Denning from Palm Coast, Florida, set up a GoFundMe page to help Ashraf.
Bill Roll and the company. In the post, Johnson Denning wrote, "We're all coming together to help Nationwide Sedan Services LLC from Alexandria, Virginia. They're a victim of a senseless act that led to one of their limousines being destroyed. This is an effort to help this company rebuild in their time of need. This is what the industry does. Pull together and show our support. Thank you all for helping this company." Ashraf told Red Alert Politics that after paying for the car and medical expenses, all extra money will go to charity. Irony abounds in this story all over it, as most of those donations will not come from the anarchists and their pals who torched the limo. In fact, the idea of irony escapes their very limited intellects. They are the troglodytes who know nothing except violence and destruction, believing that if they destroy enough property and injure enough people, the public will pay attention to them and embrace their agenda. Well, the public may very well pay attention to them, but I don't think they're going to embrace the agenda. In fact, whatever legitimacy was attached to the anti-Trump protests was lost by the brainless spasm of violence they initiated. The press is still calling the protests mostly peaceful, despite the fact that hundreds of the protesters had nothing but mayhem on their minds. Mostly peaceful is a relative term, and considering over 200 of the protesters were arrested and charged with felonies, using the word peaceful in any context as it relates to the protests is stupid. Yeah. The Muslim Brotherhood, well, Barack Obama slipped another $221 million to the Palestinians, basically as he was closing the hatch on the plane. Donald Trump, his first full work day, saw him call Egypt's President al-Sisi to offer support in his battle against the Muslim Brotherhood, the Ikhwan, which seeks his overthrow. And in both cases, this is about the Muslim Brotherhood, that octopus of Islamic supremacist jihad that seeks to use all methods, legal, violent, or deceptive, to advance the goal of a world ruled by Sharia. President Obama overrode a congressional hold placed on $221 million in funding for the Palestinians. That money was actually allocated, and most of the time, any lawmaker can put a hold on it, but it is sort of uncommon to see this happen because, you know, they just don't do this. In addition to the $221 million for the Palestinians, the Obama administration also told Congress on Friday it was going ahead with the release of another $6 million in foreign affairs spending, including $4 million for climate change programs and $1.25 million for UN organizations. Now, Trump has come under fire for allegedly being anti-Muslim, when in fact his opposition is to violent jihad and those who promote world domination for Islam and the imposition of Sharia law on every human being in the planet. The woman marchers this past Saturday were led by a fan of Sharia, Linda Sarsour. Trump actually sees good relations with Muslims who oppose violent jihad and the Ikhwan and acted dramatically on that yesterday. He told Sisi in a telephone call he appreciated the difficulties faced by Egypt in its war on terror and affirmed his administration's commitment to supporting the country. The U.S. president also expressed during the call his looking forward to the president's awaited visit to Washington, which is being prepared for through diplomatic channels. Most of the people who want to inflict terror attacks on us support the Palestinians funded by Obama, while they want to force Sisi out of office. I'm willing to leave it to the historians to sort this one out, to leave it to them to explain why Obama chose to align himself with the former group. And it's good that Trump is supporting al-Sisi, who is openly calling for a reform of Islam. I actually think it'll take more than a reform, but it's like anything, there has to be a starting point. And hopefully that would be one, although I don't expect al-Sisi to succeed at that because he's dealing with Sharia. And there'll be enough that will eventually they'll want his head. The moral of today, the moral of this whole entire show is this. The left is now they have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. And we are in a state with them to where they may force our hand. And this is not something we should shrink from. We have to go forward. We have to engage in this. Because the future of this country is at stake. And right now, every weekend, I have lunch with the future. I hold my little granddaughter, so I will engage for their sake. I will move forward with this as it comes along. And in the event that violence presents itself in front of me, as much as I will try to avoid it, and as much as I detest it, I will meet it. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, I simply want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, ever. As you can see by their goals, it has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.